Blog Talk Radio.
Listen up, nigga. On the ball, nigga. On the run, nigga. So if you gon' catch me, catch up. In the zone, with the sun, with the keys, ready to go. Hit the gas, blow smoke. Run them up, no suck. Bitch, my wallet got sitting in hard as a motherfucker. How about the minivan? Fuck on the minivan. I keep it in to get forward. These niggas, they add it, but average, savage shit. These niggas average, they ask for a feature. I don't give a damn, cause they lack it shit. Care for the deep with the cap and shit. Niggas that phone, they flashing and asking for cash. On the ring, they get too attached. Don't hit my line, nigga, who is that? Less about money, I'm through with that. Know I be acting a fool. The joker we born, I'm down with the hooligan, foolish shit. But I said too much shit, doing shit. Dropping the heat on some dookie shit. I bet you're moving shit. Hey. Hey, hey, crazy is crazy does. That shit bang when it is what it does. I'm drip, drip, drop, or drop in the cut. Tough shots and still got block in the club. From the window to the wall, so it balls in their mud. Like a rubber, the murder, the rock, got the fun. Niggas talk about all the commodities. The sound of the humming, the humming, the humming. Minute to win it, I'm finished. Breaking my back, will a minute. Hitting this shit to my dick, so I'm in these stitches. I'm flying overhead and I'm feeling. I'm rolling out all of me mission. Buzz on all over my city. Niggas don't have my nuts, so I'ma be petty. And call that shit Kingdom Come. Niggas.
Humana. Yeah. The Dopeness Interview Hello. Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. We are live with another dope artist. His name is Bradford out of the D. Detroit is in the building. What's going on, bro?
Detroit? What's up?
Man.
Yeah, I'm just...
Humana.
Hearing?
Yeah, it's a little bit low, bro. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yo, how you feeling, bro? What's going on?
Oh, not much, man. I'm just trying to promote this single called Swerve. Just came out a couple of days ago.
Swerve. All right. Go ahead and introduce yourself, brother.
Oh, my name is Bradford, B-Rad, whatever you want to call me.
Okay. So what I want to do, you know, of course we're here to talk about Swerve. Before we touch on it, I want you to touch lightly on, like, the road that got you to Swerve. Like, touch on, like, you know, from the beginning to now, if you can, how you got in the game.
In high school, actually. And it really just started out with, like, poetry and shit, just trying to get with the girls. But eventually it just kind of morphed into this thing where I just really wanted to rap and I wanted to go at it in the most bizarre ways possible, using weird beats and just really being as top-notch braggadocio as possible. So with Swerve, it's kind of like a little pitched down version of that, but still flowy, but very braggadocious.
Mm. In what ways did you develop, like, your craft as far as, you know, your style of putting words together, beat selection, any inspirations in the city or national?
Honestly, I've been trying to, like, stay away from the sound that Detroit has kind of developed in the past years or so. I just wanted to, like, go in my own direction and try to shake it up in my own way. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
I love beats with teledistortion and kind of like that South Florida sound, you know, with X and Ski and all them coming up.
Yeah. How would you describe the style, the genre? A new wave, is it alternative R&B? Like, what do you call what you do?
Honestly, I just call it hip hop. I'm not with all those other people that call themselves like rock stars and shit. It's not really for me. I'm actually like rapping. So I'll definitely just say I'm a rapper.
A good question would be, I'm very interested in people's creative process. So when it's time for you to like create a song like Swerve, how do you go about it? Is it does it come to you like in the shower? Does it come to you in the studio when you got the beat and it all comes together like that, or you have the music on your iPhone and then you go in there and knock it out?
So usually with this type of thing, it would be my producer, God Bev, who made the track. She just emails me hella beats, and then I just scroll through them, and I find ones that I like. And with that one, I would just sit with it for a few days, just trying to, like, figure out what the right vibe for it is. And then sometimes I would just freestyle a little bit, and then I'll end up using, like, an older verse that I'd written, like, ages ago, and then I'll kind of, like, morph it into the track so that it fits. And then I'll add some more bars here and there, change some things up. But my whole process of that was actually take from like two different songs, both verses. It was like two songs that I had released a couple years ago that I had taken down. I didn't really like how they went, but the verses I just really liked. So I just added into this one.
Dude, that's dope insight to your creative process. As far as Swerve is concerned, how was this created? What's the concept behind Swerve?
Okay. The concept behind Swerve is sort of what the whole album that it's a single from is about. It's sort of like a combat with a God complex that's building within me, I suppose. So we can hear like different words like we don't want none of these serpents. And that's just a whole bunch of, there's going to be a lot of references in the album leading up to this that has little hints that point towards me having a God complex, especially like biblical references and all that.
What we're going to do, we need to listen to this joint because and give people like a taste of what's to come from the Blue Moon Theory this fall. What I want you to do is go ahead and introduce the joint, and we're going to go ahead and play it, give them a little sample, and then come back and talk about it.
All right. All right, guys. This is Swerve, produced by God Bev, and enjoy.
Wow. Right there was Swerve by the homie Bradford out of the Detroit area. What's going on, bro?
Hey, man. Hope you guys enjoyed that. I made it like, I just knew that when you just turn it all the way up, it just sounds like it's meant for a monster. You feel me?
You said, dude, the beat, man, God does. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hard on that
beat. Did the thing, like, you got a fear for your speakers breaking when you play.
Yeah.
All right, so that right there was Swerve by Bradford. It's available right now on SoundCloud, iTunes, soon to be on Spotify. Got to wait a few more days for that. And you can enjoy it on Spotify. Make sure you add them on Instagram all day, every day. And this is just a taste of what's to come from the full album. So the album, what's the name of the album, bro?
The Blue Moon Theory.
The Blue Moon Theory. And this is a collab between you and God Bev, so beatmaker, artist, collabo album?
Yeah, it's a collaboration album. My first ever project. So I might as well be in good collaboration with a producer that really works well with me. He's been working since the beginning of this year.
Wow. So y'all just started working together about like less than a year ago. On this song,
yeah,
sounds like y'all kind of like came up together. So like y'all was meant to find each other and do some good things.
Yeah, he's all the way out in Canada. I've never actually met him in person.
The internet is an amazing thing. So you never met him. That's crazy.
He just hit me up in my DMs one day and just started feeding me beats, and that's when it all started. I was like, all right, I really feel his vibe, and he just kept pushing more and more beats to me, and I was like, oh, fuck it, I don't need to buy beats anymore. This dude just going to keep giving me all this fire. And I already have, like, I think 5 tracks on my SoundCloud already that are produced by him just in the past year or so.
Wow. Just like that beat on Swerve, because that's my next stop is going to check out what God Bev got, because that beat right there is, like, that's a hitter. So that's just a taste of what's to come.
Yeah, that's just a taste. The album's going to be really dark. It's going to have a whole bunch of different styles of rap. I'm trying to be really creative with the flows. You're going to hear some pitch switches and beat switches. It's going to be crazy. Fuck yeah.
You heard it here. You heard it here. The Homeboy Bradford joint album, God Bev, The Blue Moon Theory, new single, Swerve. I appreciate you coming on and speaking with me about the project, bro, and a new single. We got about 60 seconds left. The floor is yours.
Yes.
Let us know what you got coming up, 2018, what we need to look for from Bradford, from the single Swerve, from the album Blue Moon Theory.
All right, leading up to the album, I just want to play low for a bit, just kind of let Swerve take its course, and then we're probably going to drop a second single. I can't say exactly what it is, but it's going to be on a different caliber. I'll just say that. Probably, there's going to be a lot more distortion, we'll say that. And it's going to be a banger, but no promises, but we might have one of my first music videos drop before then as well. And that's about it. I'm just going to ride this wave, see how it's going.
There you have it. There you have it. Hey, man, salute to the dope riders, the dope artists, the people who really put in work in a studio with that pen and that pad on their iPhone.
Yeah.
Writing dope lyrics, man, and just keeping hip hop going. So salute to you, Bradford, man. Thanks for speaking with me.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. And for you who are listening, You are on USA Blog Network. You have every link provided to you to go and download Swerve, stream it, iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud. Hit homeboy up on his IG and support good music. It's Bradford, BRVDFXRD. All right? Until next time, if you haven't, went ahead and added USA Blog Network on IG, Twitter, or Facebook, feel free to do so right now, USA Blog Network, at all of that. All right? Until next time, man, the dopest in the world. Carl BFM Jones. The Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by none other than USA Blog Network, the largest blog hip-hop network in the world. We out of here, bro. Peace.
Peace.
Catch up in the zone with the sun, with the keys, ready to go. Hit the gas, don't smoke, run them up, no what's up. Bitch, my wild like a city, and hard as a motherfucker. How about the minivan? Fuck on a minivan, I keep it in it. Get forward, these niggas, they add a bit, average, savage shit. They niggas average, they ask for a feature. I don't give a damn, cause they lacking shit. Get rid of the gear with the cap and shit. Niggas, they phone, they I'm